It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson, in for Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll find out about the days in Wisconsin when butter was king.
First, we're learning about new legislation that Assembly Republicans unveiled today. This proposal would sharply roll back Wisconsin's prevailing wage law, but wouldn't fully repeal the law as part of a compromise among Republican lawmakers.
Jason Stein is with us to explain. He's a state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jason, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
So how does Wisconsin's current prevailing wage law work? Where does it stand?
Okay, it actually works by being several prevailing wage laws. There are different statutes on the books that set kind of a salary floor for workers on public works type construction projects. And so there's one law for state projects in general, one for state highways, and then another one for local government construction projects like schools and cities and such.
So why would you say prevailing wage is such a point of controversy in the current budget talks in the Wisconsin legislature?
You know, it's like anything in life. It involves money, and that always gets people tense. In this case, what the law is doing is it's saying you, the government, which is to say taxpayers and citizens, need to pay a minimum salary, which is set using a complex formula for, you know, different types of workers on public projects. You know, unions, some construction firms like that because it provides good wages for the workers on those projects and can help ensure a supply of workers that are ready to do them. But at the same time, other people, you know, groups that may represent taxpayers or conservatives say, look, we're artificially inflating the price tag of these projects by requiring a minimum salary.
Do we know what kind of an economic impact having prevailing wage laws in place have on Wisconsin's economy?
Sure. It is difficult to quantify that, and I mean it's not purely a cop out on my part to say that. I mean, part of the reason it's difficult to quantify is that the federal government, they've got their own sets of laws. So, for instance, we could repeal at the state level our law that deals with state highway projects, but then you've still got this federal law that kicks in whenever federal money is involved. And I mean, obviously, guess what? The federal money comes in the big projects that really account for a big chunk of our transportation budget. So there's that factor. And then, you know, there's also the factor of, you know, some of these costs can be sort of baked into projects, so they can be difficult to sort of untangle from the cost of the whole project. It basically comes down to opponents of the laws say that they really substantially increase the cost of projects. Supporters say that when you account for having good quality workmanship and other things, that there's not a lot of substantial savings for taxpayers in the long run. So there is a dispute over that.
Earlier today, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss proposed changing the prevailing wage law. How would he like to see a change?
So he would like to see substantial overhaul of the law that stops short of a total repeal. Conservatives in the legislature and outside the legislature would like to see the law repealed entirely, or at least repealed for all local governments, so that the towns, schools, villages, cities, you name it. Voss is proposing something that stops, you know, well short of that. It would eliminate the law for technical college projects and, you know, some others. It would raise the cost threshold for when the law kicks in. So, you know, it would be many times higher than what it is now. For, you know, there's several different levels now where it kicks in, depending on the project. It would just go to $450,000 or more. And then, you know, there's a host of other changes that he wants to make that we can get into if you want to get into those.
Jason Stein is with us. He's a state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We are talking about proposed changes to the prevailing wage laws in Wisconsin. And Jason, so you said that part of it is to raise the cost threshold for when prevailing wage is triggered. So if it's under that threshold, there are no controls on what the wages are that are being paid?
Right. I mean, that if it's below, and this is true now, that, for instance, if you have a $48,000 or less state project that involves just a single trade or a single type of worker, anything less than that, a $40,000 project, the prevailing wage law would not kick in. And, you know, now I think, you know, under this proposal, that would be set at $450,000. So you'd have a lot more projects that would potentially fall under that exemption.
That seems like a huge increase.
It does. I mean, what Voss says is that it would now 60% of the projects would be covered. But I think, you know, it bears in mind, too, that, you know, if you build a single $100 million, you know, or even one, you know, $500 million highway interchange, you know, that's going to cover a lot of air conditioning repairs at local school districts. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So even though you're raising it by such a large amount, I have not seen, and I think anyone would need to see kind of an analysis of what that does to the total dollar size of projects that are being affected before you can really say, oh, okay, that just totally wipes it out, or you know, like what, before you start jumping to assumptions about, well, what would be the impact of this change in the real world.
Another change that Speaker Voss is proposing is exempting prevailing wage information from the state's open records law. That doesn't seem like it's a financial decision. It seems like there's another motivation there. How much would that change things?
I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, that's a noteworthy part of the proposal. You know, there would still be some information that would be available under the open records law. So at this point, we still need to get more in the weeds about what would and wouldn't be open to the public. What the Republicans' goal here is clearly to limit the ability of unions to raise challenges about whether contractors are following the law. So I gather, you know, and Speaker Voss said this, that some of that information and those requests have been used in the past to aid in challenges to, you know, whether contractors are following the law. And there are several other changes in the bill that will probably make it a little bit more difficult for unions to do that sort of thing.
So Representative Voss's proposal doesn't fully repeal the prevailing wage law, which is what quite a few Republicans have been asking for and advocating for. Democrats want to see it strengthened, certainly not done away with and not weakened. Does he really have a lot of people that are going to line up behind him on this proposal?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, you know, clearly there were not a lot of people outside of Assembly Republicans who were jumping out to praise this proposal today. You know, for instance, there's a group of local government groups and contractors that also came out today and said, you know, we appreciate Voss doing this because we'd like to see changes to this law, but we'd still rather have an exemption of all local governments. So, you know, there really wasn't a wave of support for this proposal come out today. At the same time, I think it's pretty clear that Republicans are going to pass something some changes to the prevailing wage. And, you know, at the moment, there's not a competing proposal out there. And I think that was part of the point of what the speaker did, was he was trying to emphasize the fact that in his house, his party has a plan for making changes to this. And in the Senate, where, you know, it, to a certain extent, the state budget is hung up right now, you know, there's I think three different senators who are working on different plans for changing the prevailing wage, but none of those plans has been put on paper and given out to the public.
Jason, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Jason Stein, State Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. He was with us today to talk about the new proposal on prevailing wage that Assembly Republicans unveiled today.